Our engineers. We begin our 12th anniversary Democracy Now! Tour in New Orleans on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. We'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Metairie. On Friday in New Orleans at the Superdome. Sunday, Seattle. Monday, Portland, Oregon. Tuesday, we'll be in Oakland. On Wednesday, in Sebastopol. On Thursday, in Houston. On Friday, in Albuquerque, then Santa Fe. Then we'll make our way through Colorado to Denver and Boulder. Check our website, tour.democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Wow. Nothing more exciting than Amy Goodman on tour, and hopefully she'll come to a city near you. It's currently 6 o'clock. You're listening to radio station WUSB, Stony Brook. Time for Off the Wall. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday night. And look who I found in the studio, Spiny Norman from years ago.
Hanging around.
Were you stuck in here the whole time, or did you just come back?
What do you mean?
Well, the studios have all these little labyrinths and things, and sometimes people do get locked into the various places.
Was stuffed up in a rafter kind of thing?
That happens. That can happen. It's nobody's fault.
They let the pigeons out, and I came in.
I understand you did a show this afternoon.
Yes.
And how was it received?
I don't know.
Was it not received at all? Is it still in transit somewhere? Well, it's good to have you in the studio.
Not
and either. Unfortunately, you're the only person in the studio. I mean, I'm not saying that's bad that you're the only person in the studio, but I'm saying that we're doing a fundraiser show tonight.
I mean, don't touch the
mic. If you touch the microphone, it makes all kinds of... Hey, touch the microphone again. You'll see what kind of noise.
Are you going to get a shock?
I mean, that's unprofessional.
You know, we should raise some money to fix stuff like this.
Yeah, because this isn't the way a microphone's supposed to be set up. The microphone's supposed to have all kinds of... I guess, netting and...
A fluffy toy at the end.
Fluffy toy. See, I'm moving my microphone now. You can't hear it. Well, you hear the squeak. That's another thing. Not supposed to squeak either. Get some WD-40 in here, and it's probably the worst thing ever for a radio console. But still, the point is, it's not supposed to be like that. But please don't touch the microphone. Yeah, but the point is, nobody else is here, so and we're asking for funds. This is our last fundraising show of this this Radiothon, spring 2008. And, of course, we want people to call in. We had a good response last week, and unfortunately, there's nobody there to answer the phone. So what happens, Spiny, is that when the phone rings, you're going to have to run into that other room. Well, it's either you or me. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to be me.
I'm sitting closer. Is that it?
Well, no, actually, you're going to have to extricate yourself in that little cubbyhole we have you in right now. But I'm running the station right now. I'm the one signed on, and it's illegal for me to stand up. It is. It really. Everyone thinks I'm lying. Everything I say is a lie, just because of last week. And boy, last week had we had quite a show last week. I guess we can call it the April Fool's show, since apparently I'll get away with it by saying that. We got a lot of calls. A lot of calls from people saying, "Please tell that idiot he's on the air." And doesn't seem to know it. And a lot of mail saying, I don't know why people send mail saying that. They're listening to it on the podcast, or they're listening to it in the archive, and they think by mailing us somehow they're going to go back in time and fix things. But no, that's not how it works. We had a fun show, and we had a lot of people call in and take advantage of the things that we're offering here at the radio station. What we're going to do, though, is wait a little bit. Hopefully somebody will show up to answer the phones as well, so you don't have to run in. And then we can announce what we're offering on this, the last fundraiser.
My running days are over.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed you've gained about, what can I say, 75, 80 pounds since I've seen you last?
Yeah, I'm up to 75 pounds.
Yeah, most of it in the head, I've noticed.
That's right.
It's good, though. Our microphones are designed to handle that. So now, gosh, what shall we talk about? Usually on this show, we run all over the place talking about various things. Actually, you know what? I was going to, since last week was April 1st, you can't talk about April Fool's Day on April Fool's Day, because then you can't play a trick on somebody. Did you play a trick on anybody?
No.
No tricks at all, huh?
Yeah.
It's the one day of the year you get to do that. You know, this is what I like about this country. Actually, did we invent April Fool's Day? I'm not really sure if we did. When in doubt, consult Wikipedia. You know, I don't think they say who invented it. But the point is, it's taken very seriously in this country, and that's one
Hallmark
thing I like.
Hallmark invented it.
I don't think Hallmark invented it. I don't think
there are
whole
April Fool's cards. Line of Hallmark cards, yeah.
I've never seen one.
When you open them up, you get a little shock, yeah.
I like that idea, but I don't think they did it, and I think they probably wouldn't do it. But if you want to talk after the show about doing it, I'm all for it. But yeah, April Fool's it takes place all around the world. Not a holiday in its own right. It's a notable day celebrated in many countries on April 1st. The day is marked by the commission of hoaxes and other practical jokes of varying sophistication on friends, enemies, and neighbors, or sending them on fool's errands, the aim of which is to embarrass the gullible. And traditionally, in some countries, the jokes only last until noon. If you play a trick on someone after this time, you are the April Fool. I never heard that. I've never heard that rule handed down by anybody. And they say also, in France, for example, the jokes, though, may last all day. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the jokes last all day. In fact, what we did for our website was started at 12 o'clock midnight on April 1st in New Zealand. And that meant that we could start the April Fool's joke at 6 in the morning on Monday, the day before April 1st here. And that allowed us to fool a lot more people. Yes, are you drifting off there? You look so incredibly bored.
You said pipe in when I hear something interesting.
Well,
I'm waiting.
Talking about April Fool's, the most exciting day of the year, you know. Okay, maybe this will wake you up a little bit, some of the more well-known pranks.
From this past...
No, this is actually in all time.
So, in history.
Yeah. Alabama changes the value of pi. The April 1998 newsletter of New Mexicans for Science and Reason contained an article written by physicist Mark Boslow claiming that the Alabama legislature had voted to change the value of the mathematical constant pi to the biblical value of 3.0. And this claim originally appeared as a news story in the 1961 science fiction novel Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. And then, of course, the BBC television program Panorama ran a famous hoax in 1957 showing the Swiss harvesting spaghetti from trees. They had claimed that the despised pest, the spaghetti weevil, had been eradicated. A large number of people contacted the BBC wanting to know how to cultivate their own spaghetti trees, and it was, in fact, filmed in St. Albans. In 1998, Burger King ran an ad in USA Today saying that people could get a Whopper for left-handed people whose condiments were designed to drip out of the right side. Not only did customers order the new burgers, but some specifically requested the old right-handed burger. Yeah. In 1996, Taco Bell took out a full-page advertisement in the New York Times announcing that they had purchased the Liberty Bell to reduce the country's debt and renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell. When asked about the sale, White House Press Secretary Mike McCurry replied tongue-in-cheek that the Lincoln Memorial had also been sold and would henceforth be known as the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial.
That stuff like that is not too far off.
It's not, really. We laugh now, but
stadiums go first.
People listen in the future and they say, yeah, well, that happened. Big deal. Repeated several times in various countries, this particular hoax involves claiming that the time system will be changed to one in which units of time are based on powers of 10, metric time. Which, I think that's not a bad idea. What's with this 60 seconds in a minute nonsense? Or 60 minutes in an hour? Or 60 hours in a day? I mean, I just can never keep 60 track.
60 days in a week, yeah.
Yeah, it's like base 60 or something, or whatever you call that. And then, of course, there's Smell-O-Vision. 1965, the BBC purported to conduct a trial of a new technology allowing the transmission of odor over the airwaves to all viewers. Many viewers reportedly contacted the BBC to report the trial's success.
Is that 10 years before polyester?
The Dutch television news reported once in the 1950s that the Tower of Pisa had fallen over. Many shocked people contacted the state. That's not so funny. That's just basically saying something bad happened. Yeah. The Canadian news site Bort.org announced in 2002 that Finance Minister Paul Martin had resigned in order to breed prize... Going to hit the mic anymore today. Prize Charolais cattle and handsome fawn runner ducks. Just so many. They're just pages and pages. On Movies.com, it was announced that Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes will be starring in a remake of the original Casablanca, with Tom Cruise as Humphrey Bogart and the main actress being Madonna. And that caused a stampede in some parts of the world.
What about the one where they said that the sun goes around the earth?
I think that's some states in this country. I don't know if that's an April Fool's issue. But radio stations are known for April Fool's jokes. 1982, Dutch broadcaster TROS seemed to experience problems during its top 50 with apparent signal interference from a new English-language satellite radio station from Switzerland. Hundreds of people called in, only to learn later that it was all a hoax to introduce a new DJ. It's kind of lame, actually.
Is that Orson Welles one on there?
That wasn't April, though. That wasn't April.
No?
No, that happened in the fall. I think that was more of a Halloween thing.
Oh, when April 1st falls on the Halloween?
War of the Worlds. Well, no, that doesn't really happen all that often. In the early 1990s, the London radio station Kiss FM announced the moon would come crashing to Earth. Various experts refuted this, along with many callers. What else? Well, this is an example of the stupid kind. In 1998, local WAAF shock jocks Opie and Anthony reported that Boston Mayor Thomas Menino had been killed in a car accident. He happened to be on a flight at the time, lending credence to the prank as he could not be reached. The rumor spread quickly across the city, eventually causing news stations to issue alerts denying the hoax. The pair were fired shortly thereafter.
Yeah, those guys are funny.
That's dumb. Those people don't do smart things. But some are very, very clever. Now, for instance, radio station KFOG in San Francisco, KFOG, claiming new corporate ownership, switched to a new format, the best 15 seconds of every song. All morning, they mixed in false calls from perky listeners calling with compliments. This hoax can be considered a parody of late 1990s media consolidations. So you see, there's quite a proud history of April Fool's pranks going on in this country and this world. And it's a healthy day, I think, where people can just kind of express themselves. Now, of course, we had a couple. You want this?
Yeah.
Take it. We have had a couple going on. We didn't do one on the 2600.com site this year. Last year, we had a whole bunch of fake stories.
It's 15 pages here.
That's the Wikipedia printout of April 1st.
15 pages, like a two-minute bit.
Well, here's a 15-page printout just for this year. And
wow.
I'm kind of concerned because there's a listing of so many April Fool's jokes.
Do you recycle?
Well, burning's recycling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually light a fire in the newsroom after the show and burn my notes. But all of this happened this year, last week. It's pages and pages of April Fool's jokes, and we're not in it. This is on Wikipedia. Now, maybe our listeners can help us with this, as well as calling to support the station. If you thought we did okay, if you thought it was interesting, if you thought it was funny, if you actually believed that it was an April Fool's joke and not something that we did by accident, then by all means, add it to the list, because this is a big list and we're not in it. And, all kinds of things are in it. For instance, BMW announced the canine repellent alloy protection system. That gets them in here. Chicago Public Radio reported that Major League Baseball has retroactively awarded the 1945 World Series title to the Chicago Cubs, due to an alleged ineligible player appearing on the roster of the Detroit Tigers. Okay, that's funny, but I think we were better. I think we were better. Now, what we did on our website, we didn't do anything for 2600.com. We had Hope.net, our site for the Hope Conference. We had that actually forward to Barack Obama's site and say it was the Hope for Change site. And then, after people got used to the fact that that was his website, it got hacked. By Hillary Clinton, maybe by some other people, who knows. But it caused a big stir. It actually made the media in some places. Supposedly it was reported on KYW Radio in Philadelphia and some station in California. It was on blogs all over the world. And, boy, I got to tell you, we were watching the hits on this thing, and it just went through the roof at one point. People were really checking it out. Well, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't hit the table with the paper.
That's not me that time.
Yeah, it makes a lot of noise. So people knew about that, and but didn't make this list. Didn't make this list of hundreds and hundreds of things. And, of course, last week's Off the Wall, where I went on a bit of a rampage, to cover me, you know, so that people don't accuse me of actually doing that and insulting everybody and saying what I really feel. So if people don't accuse me of that, it would help. It would be helpful to me if it was listed in this list of April 1st jokes for this year, and also maybe for all time. So I don't know how to do it, and I don't think I should do it, being the perpetuator or whatever. Go on Wikipedia and use your magical abilities to fix that. Yeah, so that's April 1st. That was going on that day. So, Spiny, what else has been up with you? It's been about a decade since we've been on the air together.
Yes.
Remember that last edition of Brain Damage?
Fondly.
Yeah. And people can hear that online.
I think it's recorded for posterity.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. You can go onto our website, www.2600.com/braindamage, and listen to all the shows. They're all there.
That one that you sent me out in subarctic weather?
Yes, I still laugh whenever I think about that, and you probably still clench your fist whenever you think about it. But we sent you out there right in front of the Union Building here in Stony Brook. It was about -5 degrees Fahrenheit, and what was it we were trying to get you to do?
Answer the phone.
Answer the phone.
And get without it sticking to my head.
Uh-huh.
And get people to come to the phone.
To get people to come to the phone or to call the phone?
Call the phone or something, like I'd have to flag down people.
Okay, yeah. And you were complaining bitterly about that for quite some time afterwards. Mm. Well, you know, these are memories.
Mm.
These are memories, finally. These are the things that we hold dear to our hearts for many years to come. And hopefully that will one day be the case.
Remember the big guy?
Big guy, yeah. Big guy was one of our pillars of
big soft pillar
of talk here at the radio station. People talked about him. People talked to him. He talked to the people. Listeners talked. Everybody talked. The big guy, yeah. He used to follow me at one point after Brain Damage.
I had tons of tapes of him. Maybe you could do a little.
That would be nice.
Archive of him.
That would be nice to. Yeah, let's do it.
Do you know what he said he was going to do after radio?
Drinking?
No, that was during radio.
Oh, okay. Just a guess.
Politics. He wanted to go work in politics.
Maybe he's already serving someplace.
If you remember his real last name, we got to Google him.
Yeah, it's hard to find a politician named the big guy, but I'm sure we can. I'm sure he's out there someplace. Maybe even listening right now. Who knows? All right. Shall we do the first part of our begging?
Begin with part one, yes.
All right, because it is important. The phone call's already ringing.
Does that mean I have to run?
Yeah, I think you do.
You rat.
Yeah, why don't you just go into that room temporarily? And the forms are in there, pens are in there. And person calling in, please keep calling in. Our phone number is 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Program is Off the Wall. We are in the middle, actually we're at the end of a fundraiser. The fundraiser ends on Sunday, so that's this is the last... pick up the phone. Pick it up, hurry up. Taking his time. The fundraiser ends... See, they hung up. I told you that was going to happen. I told you that was going to happen. Didn't move fast enough. This is the last of our programs where we have people on the air begging for money, and hopefully people in the other room answering the phones. And by doing this, this is what keeps this radio station going. This is what keeps this show on the air. This is what keeps so many things happening that have happened over the last however many years we've been on the air. What is it, 31 years? 1977? Wow. 31, right? Yeah. 31 years. And somehow we've survived. Somehow we've made history. And we've done that through the support of our listeners. In one way or another. and Spiny is holding up polka vinyl records from inside the other room. Maybe later. Maybe later we'll play polka music if things get really crazy. So what we're offering tonight, folks, we're offering, and this is the last time we're offering this, for a pledge of $75. You can get not one, but two hooded sweatshirts. Yeah, two hooded sweatshirts, one of which is a WUSB hooded sweatshirt. The other one is a 2600 hooded sweatshirt. Now, the 2600 ones are fairly new. They look kind of like football jerseys. They say 2600 in the front, in red lettering on gray background, and on the back, in big letters, the word hacker. So if you're afraid of being labeled a hacker, you don't want to wear this, or you want to wear something over it. Maybe you could wear the USB jersey over this one. But they're both hooded sweatshirts. Spiny, do you know if the hooded sweatshirts at WUSB are a zipper or a pullover? Do you know? You don't know, do you? I don't know either. I don't have one. They're pullover? Okay. Because the 2600 ones are zipper. So basically, you can wear one day, zipper one day, and pullover the next. It's like all kinds of combinations. So that's for a pledge of $75. And in addition to that, you get something else that that Spiny will throw in, like a CD or a hat or something like that. And I see we do have calls coming in. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Now, keep in mind, we only have one person in there. So the USB one is a zipper. Okay, so our listeners can tell us that. They can correct us when we get something wrong. Thank you very much. But can they call up and actually support the station? That's what I'm most interested in. That's what I'd like to hear. Yeah, I'm going to go on another rant. I don't want to do that. But seriously, folks, this is the last day we're offering this, and it's a damn good deal. I'm sorry for swearing, but it is a damn good deal. And I could say it a lot stronger than that, and it would still be true. All right? In addition to the $75 pledge, 631-632-9872, country code 1 for those of you overseas. In addition to that, for $100, 100, 100, you will get two tickets to the Hackers on Planet Earth conference coming up this July in New York City. Now, these tickets normally go for a good deal more than that. You're actually saving money. Now, let me explain something. The idea of a fundraiser, the idea of donations, the idea of giving money to an organization like us is that you're making a bit of a sacrifice, and we understand that. You're making a sacrifice. You're giving something out of your hard-earned paycheck to us to help keep us going. And that's a big deal. That matters. But in this particular case, you're getting something back that's worth more than what you're shelling out. It's kind of bizarre. It happens sometimes, though, and this is one of those times it happens. And only about 40 minutes are left before it stops happening. So if you think you might be going to the conference, or if you think you know somebody who might want to go to the conference, you can get practically a 2-to-1 deal here, a 2-for-1 deal, by calling 631-632-9872 and pledging $100 to the radio station. You'll get two tickets to the Hope Conference. Yeah. So two pledge levels there, $75 for the two sweatshirts plus one other item, and $100 for the two tickets to the Hackers on Planet Earth Conference, which is always a lot of fun. 3 days, July 18, 19, and 20, in New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania. Thousands of hackers gathering from around the world. You'll learn all kinds of things and witness all sorts of spectacles. But you got to call us, 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. And again, those aren't the only amounts that we're offering. We offer all kinds of different amounts, but if I was to list everything that we had here, I'd be doing nothing else but listing it. So, Spiny, you see all those pieces of paper, right, that have all the different levels? Yeah, you can tax his brain and call him, and he'd have to figure it out somehow. If you want to pledge $25, $35, $1,500, I mean, we have things for all sorts of different levels. 631-632-9872. Now, we got all kinds of calls last week, mostly from people saying to tell me that I was, in fact, broadcasting when I thought I wasn't. But we also got pledges. But the one thing I noticed about the pledges we got last week was that most of them, the vast majority, were from out of the area, not local. Not local. Now, I know people are listening to the radio. And maybe by giving out the area code, we're confusing people, maybe even alienating them. So, for those people that are listening locally, on a radio, which is what this place is all about, we're a radio station, I'm going to give out the phone number in a way that is just for you. 632-9872. 632-WUSB. See, no area code. You can dial locally. We're one of the few places left in the country where you don't have to dial 10 digits, or actually 11 digits. Now, of course, if you're on a cell phone, that goes out the window. You have to dial the area code. But if you're not, if you're calling us, if you're really old school here and you're calling us from an old phone, a landline phone, maybe even, yeah, what the hell, a rotary phone, call us from a rotary phone in your home in Suffolk County. All you got to do is pick up and dial 632-9872. Yeah, think about that. And I know there are people out there in Suffolk County listening to us right now. And I know that the radio station means something to them. Or you wouldn't be listening now. Yeah, I got you, didn't I? You'd be listening to something else or playing with one of those iPods or whatever devices they're coming out with these days, listening to music on your phone. It's a different world for sure, but I think people realize the value of a community radio station like this, where we can talk about all sorts of various topics, all sorts of things. All right. I've given out the number for the Suffolk County people. I'm giving out the number for everybody else now. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. We have a toll-free line in case you're in a situation where you can't make a phone call. 1-800-394-WUSB. That's 1-800-394-9872. What's going on here? There's no calls coming in. We have one person in tally, no calls coming in, no listeners. Maybe this week is what last week was supposed to be, where everything's down at the same time. Well, no, I know, because you're picking up the phone, there's nobody there. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. No. I need to know how bad things are. Things are pretty grim right now. They really are. What are you smiling about? Yeah. Smiling in there. There's nothing funny. Nothing funny about this. Radio station that gets no support. It's not going to last very long. One way or another, something bad will happen. All right, you know what I'm going to do? Spidey, come back in here. Come back in here. They don't care. They're not going to call. When they do call, though, you have to run back in. You realize that. Actually, you know what you should do? Spidey, can you hear me? Don't be distracted by that. Bring some of those sheets in with you. That way you don't have to run all the way down the hallway to get there. Yeah, and bring a pen, too, and then you can just go into the newsroom and fill out in case somebody calls, which apparently they're not going to do. 631-632-9872. Offering some really, really cool things here tonight. I see one phone call coming in, so maybe Spiny will get that on his way. Maybe it'll actually be somebody calling. Don't you see the phone ringing?
Huh? Do I see the phone ringing?
Yeah,
no,
pick up the phone in there.
Well,
all right, but by talking to me in here, that call's going to go to waste.
Well, answer it.
I can't answer it on the air. I'm not even in delay. Just pick it up in the newsroom.
I'm in delay.
All right. As you can see, it's a calamity of sorts here. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough listeners. We don't have enough money. It's sad. It really is sad. 631-632-9872. Please show your support. It really does matter. Yes, are you in here with a question?
Yeah, do you have a pen?
Yes. A bunch of pens here.
Do you still have the hope tickets?
I distinctly asked you to bring a pen from the other
this
room.
This guy wants the hope tickets.
Oh, then the pledge is $100, and I want to thank this person in advance.
No, he doesn't want them. He just wants to know if we still have them.
Well, yeah, we still have them.
Right.
I assume he's calling because he wants them there.
Maybe, you don't know.
You got to push it.
Push it.
You got to push the sale here. Not that it's a sale, but you know what I mean. It's a donation, and that's what keeps this place alive. 631-632-9872. Okay, finally we're putting Spiny to work. Something may come of this after all. It's interesting because the budget of a place like this is actually rather tiny compared to most every other radio station, including most every other non-commercial radio station. Somehow we're able to survive on virtually nothing, which is why we somehow are able to survive after we get virtually no response like this. But getting a good response actually does matter. It makes a big difference and makes a lot of people feel like they're involved in the right thing. Yeah, like coming in here and sweating in this studio, which for some reason has the heat on again, like that's not a waste of our time. Like that people actually get things out of what it is that that we say, that what we do. Let me give you an example. Somebody wrote in and wanted to know, wanted some clarification of something that I said a few weeks ago. Basically, it was a quote. I'm trying to find it here. It was a quote by one John McCain, where basically he said something to the effect of George W. Bush is one of the greatest presidents ever in the history of this country. He did say that. I'm trying to find the letter. I'm sorry, I'm getting a heat stroke in here, so it's kind of hard for me to figure out. But basically, this person asked where that quote actually came from. Who actually said this in the first place? And to be honest, it was hard to find. In fact, it was impossible to find. That quote does not seem to exist anyplace. I heard this said on a radio station at some point, and then I reported it here on Off the Wall, and then I looked for it. I looked for it online, and I found a couple of references to it, and one of the references was that, I see people calling in, and thank you for calling in, and Spiny can only pick up one call at a time, so please keep ringing, and if for some reason you get disconnected, please call right back. We're trying as hard as we can here. Now, I looked this up on the internet to find out when John McCain said this, because it's a pretty big deal, and I found a website that quoted us, that quoted Off the Wall. This site called search.everyzing.com, spelled Z-I-N-G, and they have our show, and they have our show with all kinds of words that allow you to find what it is I'm ranting and raving about. I thought that was pretty cool. It proves to me that people are actually out there listening. And nothing feels better than that. Nothing feels better than knowing there are people out there listening. In the same search that I performed, though, I was able to find actually a news story, but only one news story. It was kind of shocking. And it was from a site called johnmccain.com, so it might be a little bit biased. It quotes the Morning Telegraph, but I couldn't find it on the Morning Telegraph either. It's kind of weird how stories sometimes just disappear from sight. But this really happened. I heard it. I am going crazy, but I'm not going crazy in this regard. I heard this. And hopefully somebody out there can help us find the actual quote, because this is something that I think is important when someone says something like this. Now let's listen to what the story says. Republican presidential hopeful Senator John McCain played to his strengths on Wednesday, making a case to conservative East Texas that he is the best choice on the issues of terrorism, taxes, and government spending. Now, this was back in March, I believe. He didn't dodge questions in the town hall meeting on issues where he might differ from the Republican Party's conservative base, global warming, for instance, or drilling for oil in the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge, but he pointed to the stark contrast between his policies and those of the two remaining Democratic contenders, Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Barack Obama. They are liberal Democrats. I am a proud conservative Republican. They want higher taxes. I want lower taxes. They want larger government. I want smaller government. He also emphasized common beliefs. I believe that America's greatest days are ahead of us. The United States is still the greatest force for good in the history of the world. McCain praised the current president and his father. Here we go. Texas has produced a couple of the greatest presidents in the history of this country, and both of them are named Bush, he said to applause. There it is, right there. He also said, I also think it might be nice for President Bush to get a little credit that there's not been another attack on the United States of America. So, when someone goes on the record as saying that the president we have now, who has been pretty much raked over the coals by just about everybody, when he says that's one of the greatest presidents in our country, well, either he's lying, either he's got a really bad perception of what great is, or the country isn't great at all. And that's the standard of greatness that we're holding everything up to. Something like this should be played every day so people know this is what he stands for, this is what he says. Instead, this story got buried. This quote got buried. And I know there's audio of this. I heard it once on the radio, never heard it again. So yeah, McCain did say it, and should be asked to clarify. But thanks for listeners writing in and asking for more information. Thanks for people who keep track of the show and let us look up what we actually say ourselves. Spiny, you're back.
Yeah.
There's a sort of a flurry of calls there.
I guess. Two, yeah.
Two is good. No, listen, don't sound bad, sound sad or anything like that. It's good that we got two calls. It's better than one call. It's better than zero calls. It's better than negative calls.
Yeah.
Sometimes people call and ask us to give them money, and that's bad because we have to do it.
But
in a pledge drive, I don't know if I should be saying that, but in a pledge drive, it works the other way, too. If someone calls up and asks you for money, you're obligated to give it to them. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Didn't know that.
It's part of the legalities. So what do we have? And you can't read last names, you know that, right?
No, I know that.
All right.
You can't read my handwriting anyway.
That's probably true, too.
Guess where the first caller was from?
Okay, hold on. This planet? Yeah, obviously. Sorry. First caller was from Mastic Beach.
No.
Okay.
No, we had two calls, one from each coast. The first call was from Seattle.
That's about as wrong as I can get, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
And
why do I sound sad? Great, that's good. I'm sorry. I'm sad that I was wrong. But Seattle, I love Seattle. I love the people of Seattle.
And he got the two Hope tickets.
Great, so that means we're going to be seeing two
Seattle
people.
So him and a friend, you're going to fly him and a friend out to the Hope?
No, I'm not flying people out.
Oh, man, I told him you were
flying. No, they're getting the tickets. They're getting the tickets, and then they do whatever they want with the tickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess you could put them on eBay.
Fly them out. What else are you telling the people?
Well, the other guy was Robert, who wants the T-shirt, the USB T-shirt.
Okay.
Because he has a collection of them, believe it or not.
So the USB T-shirt, how much is it to pledge for the
USB
T-shirt?
Well, I told him we were going
to
fly him out. And
I see now why you've been locked to that room for a decade.
You know, you had me sitting in the newsroom, so I didn't have the list of prices, but mm-hmm. I went by his honor system.
Yeah,
says
our listeners will tell us what things cost. That's great.
$35.
Yeah, I think that is right, actually. I think it is. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Spiny is back here
and
in this room.
You don't even know where that guy was from.
I'm sorry. He didn't. I didn't ask, but he told us, I hope, because he didn't tell us, and we...
I know where it was.
Okay, tell us.
That's Robert out of... Brentwood.
Brentwood, which is a local...
Brentwood.
It's a local place.
Yes.
They're listening on the radio.
Yes, it's Connor from Seattle and...
interesting
Robert
thing. Interesting thing about Brentwood is that... First of all, you know what? They have a radio station. The Brentwood High School, I think, has a radio station, 88.1.
Yes. I didn't know that.
But that's... Don't tune down there, please. Not now. Wait until after.
I think they're off the air past...
No, they're on the air 24 hours, I think. I know. Because I try to listen to my MP3 player. Yeah, I do it too. And I transmit on 88.1 to listen. That's how it works in some cars. And whenever I pass by there, interference comes in because they're on the air, which is as it should be. But Brentwood also, I've been hearing this. We just had the ICON conference, the science fiction conference over the weekend. I wasn't. I'll tell you where I was in a second. But apparently it's not going to be at Stony Brook.
No.
After this year. I don't know if it's a temporary thing or a permanent thing, but next year it's going to be at the Brentwood campus. And I didn't know we had a Brentwood campus, but apparently we do, and that's where it's going to be.
It's the Brentwood campus of Suffolk Community College.
Okay.
And they're having it there because they're doing work on this campus in the gym thingy, Mabob.
The athletic complex. But didn't they just build
the
that?
The gym, athletic complex,
yeah,
whatever.
What do they call it? But didn't they just build the athletic... Why are you doing renovations on it already? There are buildings here that are crumbling that haven't been touched since 1962. You know, and there are all sorts of things that we could use renovating the gym.
Right.
I mean, it's a fairly new building. It can't be more than 20 years old. And it's perfectly usable.
So some people think this might be the end of the ICON conventions, just like it's the end of the HOPE convention.
The last HOPE, yes. The last ICON. Is that what they called it?
They're not calling it that, because they believe they'll be back.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But
we hope they are.
But that's a little Brentwood history. So, you know, people call up. I can tell them things about the places that they're from. Like Seattle, for instance. They area code 206, and they have the Space Needle. That's about all I know about Seattle. And they have the farmer's market thing.
Area code
called.
What?
206. 206. I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that. And Brentwood, of course, is 631.
You're not supposed to give the phone numbers out over the air.
I only gave 3 digits out of the 10.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's
going to
prank the guy because I gave out his area code. But our area code is 631. Our exchange is 632. Our extension is 9872. Yeah, all those have words attached to them. While we have two calls coming in, that's great. We only have about 20 minutes left. And that means that this chance is going to wither and die for you to get the HOPE tickets for such a low price or to get the two sweatshirts at the same time. Why don't you give the phone number out? Maybe that'll make a difference.
No.
You can do it.
I know I can do it. I'm refusing to because give them something for their money. Tell them another interesting story. You got sheets printed out there.
Snap your fingers at me like I'm some kind of serpent.
That's okay. I got a Band-Aid on one, so it's not really...
You're going to have another Band-Aid if you keep snapping your fingers at me. What is it you want me to do?
Give him a little another interesting tidbit.
Tidbit?
Yeah, come on. You got whole sheets there.
Well, okay.
Roll one off your tongue.
You following the Olympic protests? Those are kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I mean, I always like when people stand up and speak. But this is turning into a public relations disaster for China because of the whole Tibet thing. Everyone's...
And they were doing so good, too.
Well, they weren't doing that great, but at least they were trying... I mean, I was in Beijing a couple of times, and all they can talk about is the Olympics. This is so important to them. And now this embarrassment of the Tibet thing happening just now, and then all these people all around the world protesting against it, trying to snuff out the Olympic flame as it passes by their city, in London and Paris, all sorts of demonstrations. Now tomorrow the Olympic flame passes through San Francisco. I don't know whose idea this was, but San Francisco has got to be one of the most protest-friendly cities in the world. And, of course, they've already started. In fact, somebody was on the Golden Gate Bridge yesterday with a big sign that said, Free Tibet. And they're keeping the Olympic Flames location secret. It's like some kind of world leader or something that's somewhere in San Francisco. So somewhere in San Francisco, there's a fire, and nobody knows where it is. That sounds to me like it's dangerous. There's a fire, and nobody knows where it is. Someone should be alerted to this. But it's being kept in an undisclosed location. Obviously, it has to have oxygen, so it has to be some kind of open area. Now, Wednesday's run through San Francisco is the only U.S. appearance for the flame. It's not going anywhere else but San Francisco. Again, you know, they could have gone to, like, you know, Tucson, Arizona or something. I don't think many people would have protested there. I mean, some would have, but not very many.
Alaska,
yeah, but the flame probably would have gone out. In any event, tomorrow's going to be an interesting day because I don't know what they're going to try to do. I don't know why this is so important. They basically carry this flame. First of all, they have to take it on an airplane at some point, right? And they can't have an open flame on an airplane. It must get extinguished sometimes. It just seems like a whole silly thing right there. I'd be more concerned what's going to happen during the actual Olympics, and that's what China should be worried about as well. Do you think they can do anything about this? Do you think they can fix this situation?
No, I think the Olympics, you're going to have them every 4 years.
No, I know that's going to happen, but can China do anything to save face, to make this go off without too many hitches?
No.
I think, you know, if they just started to open up a dialogue with Tibet, with the people of Tibet, it might make a difference, take it seriously, and don't just cover it up. I mean, there's a little give and take in this situation, but dialogue would be good. Dialogue would be something. It's going to be messy, and China's going to be upset. And when China gets upset, all sorts of bad things can happen. But for those of you interested in protesting the torch as it goes through your town, while there aren't any in this country anymore, San Francisco's the last one. It will be in Buenos Aires on April 11th. That's on Friday.
Buenos Aires.
Yes. Argentina. It'll be there. It'll be in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, 2 days later. That's quite a trip. You know, I'm wondering, is it the same flame? Is it really the same flame? And isn't that quite a waste of time to transport one flame overseas when they could just as easily just light another one and save the plane fare?
Mail it.
I don't know if that works.
Mail the torch.
After that, April 14th, Muscat in Oman. April 16th, Islamabad, Pakistan. April 17th, New Delhi in India. What else we got here? April 19th, Bangkok, Thailand. April 21st, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I was there last year. And I'm not sure how much of a Tibetan protest will be there, but April 21st, Malaysia. April 22nd, Jakarta in Indonesia. April 24th, Canberra in Australia. April 26th, Nagano in Japan. April 27th, Seoul, South Korea. Get this, April 28th, Pyongyang, North Korea. I was there last year, too. Olympic flame is going to be in North Korea. I don't expect very many protests there, but still, it's an interesting story. And then April 29th, Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, before hitting Hong Kong and Macau, May 2nd and May 3rd, respectively. So there's your tour dates for the Olympic Flame. Amy Goodman and the Olympic Flame touring about the same time.
Get a T-shirt from each tour.
Yeah, you could do that. You totally could do that. So if you want to protest or do something, that's... We've just given you all the information you need to know. Okay, 631-632-9872. I know we had two calls come in before. We can get even more if more people call, if you call. We only have about 17 minutes left. So I gave him some interesting information.
That was interesting.
You said that would work, and apparently that wasn't enough. Well, Obama's gaining on Clinton in Pennsylvania. What do you think about this whole presidential race? And don't tell me you don't think anything about it. Don't tell me you're apathetic, you don't care, it's all the same, doesn't matter. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear it. Well, don't say nothing either. Say something. I remember now what a joy it was doing radio with you. Look, Obama's catching up to Clinton. 6 points of a difference. It was double digits. And the thing is, everyone's saying that Hillary Clinton has to win by double digits in Pennsylvania in order to stay alive in the campaign. Every time they say something like this, she wins by a little less or she loses by a little more, and yet she stays in. She stays in the race, which is fine, you know. I'm for as many people running for president as possible. But it just seems less and less realistic that she's going to get that nomination, unless the superdelegates step in and make it so.
Would you ever run?
I'd run away, but no, I don't think I'd ever run for elected office like that. I honestly don't think very much can be accomplished, but it does send a statement. I've said this from the beginning. It does send a statement when you elect somebody. Well, now you just smack the microphone with your hand. Come on. Be a little more careful. You're in a radio station here, not a China shop. It sends a statement when somebody who's so different from George W. Bush gets elected. If you elect somebody like McCain, who's very similar in many ways, that sends another message. It sends a message to the world that doesn't really matter to us. It sends a message to us that doesn't really matter to us, and that's going to be depressing if that happens. All right. So yeah, things are making a difference. Maybe. 631-632-9872. It's like the listeners feel the same heat oppression that we feel. You know, we're suffering in this room. We really are. This is an oppressive room right now. It's too hot. Way too hot. But the thing that would help would be some friendly voices on the other end of the phone calling 631-632-9872 and saying, yes, I support you guys. I'm going to use my Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, send you a check, send you cash, whatever it is. Whatever it is you want, I will do. And keep the radio station going. Because I listen to this show, I listen to the station, it matters to me. Hearing somebody say those words would make all the difference. It would make Spiny stop crying there in the corner. 631-632-9872. Give you an example of reality versus fantasy, where we stand compared to where others in the world stand.
Give me one example.
Heather Mills, the estranged wife of Paul McCartney. This actually is about a week or two old. She was granted nearly $50 million in her divorce proceedings with the former Beatle. And you know what she said? She's not going to appeal that. She's not going to appeal that award. She's got $50 million, and she's not going to appeal it.
What a trooper.
I mean, good Lord, this is about as different as you could possibly get from our lives versus their lives. These are people living in some bizarre fantasy world where $50 million... this call's coming in.
Huh? I can't hear a thing.
Well, because the bells don't work here, but there's another one. Just missed
the bells.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Grandpa.
what do you want me to call them? Beeps? Buzzes? There's somebody else in the studio now, and fortunately they answered the phone when Spiny didn't. I'm sorry for that person who called in and was disconnected. Please, we're sorry. We're sorry. Say you're sorry, Spiny.
I apologize.
All right. And if you call back, 631-632-9872, if you call back, I'll make sure he goes in there and picks it up this time. I didn't see. There's a little tiny red light. I have to see it just the right moment. And there's no bell in here because we're on the air. Please call back. 631-632-9872. So let me finish with Heather Mills. Yeah. $50 million is not enough for her.
Is she the one with no leg? I mean, well, she's got one leg.
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, I don't follow these things. It's not that I don't have compassion. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I have no compassion and I don't care. Because these people have so much, and they're quibbling about huge amounts of money that the fun. So run in there fast, hurry. 631-632-9872. As Spiny runs into the other room to pick up that call. Actually, there's two calls coming in now. This is what always happens. People call at the last possible moment. We only have 12 minutes left. 631-632-9872. Take advantage of the sweatshirt offer. Take advantage of the Could you move any faster? All right. In all credit to Spiny, though, he was not supposed to be here. He's only here because nobody else is. Thank you, Spiny, for showing up. 631-632-9872. Basically, I'm going to read a little bit more about this story, only because it's so disgusting. I'm so glad it's over. It was an incredible result in the end to secure my... yes, we have an unlimited number until 7 o'clock.
Oh, unlimited?
Unlimited.
But he can only get two, though.
Yes. He can pledge twice, you know. I'm so glad it's over. It was an incredible result in the end to secure my and my daughter's future and that all the charities that I obviously plan on helping, which I guess is nice. But the judgment includes $70,000 a year for the couple's 4-year-old daughter. Mills said she was unhappy with that amount. I mean, how's a 4-year-old going to survive on $70,000? She said it's not enough for school tuition, private security, or first-class airfare. First-class airfare. He likes her to fly 5 times a year on holiday, she said of McCartney. It's 17,000 pounds for 2 people return round-trip first class, so that's obviously not meant to happen for her anymore. It's very sad. Can you believe this? Has to fly first class and simply won't go if she's not given the money. You ever flown first class, Spiny, ever?
Yes, Air Kuwait, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that kind of an answer. And would you ever fly coach again? Ever? Anywhere?
Once you go first class, you never go back.
You know, I hear that said, but I think you're human enough where you would. If Paul McCartney wanted you to bring the daughter that the two of you had together to visit him...
Whoa.
It's hypothetical. 5 times a year, and you couldn't go first class, would you just not go? Isn't that rather unfair to the daughter?
It depends on what film is playing, what the snacks are.
Anyway, this is the kind of reality other folks live in. It's not our reality. Our reality is basically we sit in an overheated room begging for money on the air and hoping that people are out there listening.
Speaking of English people, that was somebody from England who wanted the Hope tickets.
Thank you.
And I
Thank
told him
you.
No. What?
What? What do you mean you said no?
He's English.
It doesn't matter. In fact, we encourage Brits. We encourage all sorts of people.
Yeah, but he doesn't have American money.
He has credit cards, I'll bet.
All right.
And he can send something?
I think he's sending it, yeah.
All right, good.
You get people all over the world coming to that convention,
it's,
huh?
You sure do. England, Germany, Japan, Kuwait.
Huh.
You said Kuwait. That's why I said Kuwait. But
yeah.
We did get somebody.
Going to pledge online.
Okay. If you pledge online, though, you might not get the premiums that we're offering. That's the only problem. That's a lot of people write to us and say, yeah, I listen to you later. And unfortunately, I can't pledge while you're on the air live. And you can always pledge to the radio station, but the premiums we offer are only good during the show.
Well, so if he wants those Hope tickets, he's got to put like a little
note. Pledge before 7 o'clock. That's how it works. Those are the rules. I don't write the rules. Well, I do write those rules.
You didn't...
But that's how it has to be. I said 9 minutes left. 9 minutes left. So if you're out there, you want those tickets, that's the way to get them. That's the way to get them. 631-632-9872. It's the phone number you have to call.
So 702, he can't get those tickets.
Probably not. Maybe if we're still around at 702... We'll be nice. No, we'll give it to a 702,
right.
Of course. But, you know, there's two phone calls out there still.
Really?
Let me tell you where I was. Instead of Icon, I said I was going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
want
to let you down. I was in Cleveland. You ever go to Cleveland?
That's exciting. That's in Ohio.
Yeah, it is in Ohio. It sure is. And it's not that exciting. It's not
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know what? It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's there, and nobody can stop talking about it. I wasn't going to pay the huge amount of money to get into that thing.
How much?
Like $20 they wanted.
Do you know what they want for Icon?
All right. Point taken. But the thing is, I didn't go there for that. I went there for a hacker conference, which was a lot of fun. But I got to say, and all respect to people who live in Cleveland. In fact, all respect to people who live in all sorts of out-of-the-way places, city or not city, and somehow manage to become individuals. I've always admired that so much. You ever talk to people who just, they come from some godforsaken place, and yet they're one of the most interesting people you've met. They know about things that are going on in the world. They listen to cool music, and they just have a good perspective on life, and they've somehow survived the monotony of where they come from. And that's usually the people I wind up talking to because it's so inspiring. You know, and they're everywhere. Even from here, somebody might emerge one day who basically becomes an individual. It's true. So anyway, I was in Cleveland. I was there Thursday night. Thursday night I arrived. And what do you think the hardest thing for me to do was? Find food. I could not find food anywhere. I was starving. I'd flown on an airline that only gave out peanuts and nothing else. And, in fact, they didn't even give that out because there was turbulence. They didn't want to stand up. So that's all I had all day long. And I was just looking for something, a snack, anything. There was nothing around. There were bars. Yeah, there were bars all over the place, but no food in the bars. There was a bar that I went to where some guy was just screaming at the top of his lungs about nothing in particular. He was all drunk.
So you mean to say there's no 24-hour sushi places?
No 24-hour nothing anywhere near where we were. We were downtown. Downtown, to me, implies that you know, there's something to do. But there's nothing to do.
Pizza at 4 in the morning?
Nothing. No? Nothing like that.
Bagels.
No bagels. Nothing. The most I had was a snack machine. And I couldn't even find that, to be honest. So, anyway, the point is, I had to take a cab ride with a friend to the nearest Denny's. I just figured, you know, they have Denny's out here. I know how bad that is, at least, or how good it is. I'm not going to say one way or the other. But, you know, it's a known quantity. It's not something that's taking a chance. I know they're open 24 hours. So I figured taking a cab ride there would be the smart thing to do.
They do the breakfast slam, don't they?
Yeah, whatever they do. But the point is, do you know how much that cost me to get out there? Do you know how much that cost?
A cab ride to Denny's.
And back.
$20.
Try 54.
$54.
$54.
Not including the breakfast.
Not including what I had to eat, which was a lot less than that. So, I mean... having to live through that is just, it's a challenge. It really is a challenge, and it's something that I respect a lot of people for doing. Yeah, Cleveland's not my idea of a fun place. Maybe I just didn't see it the right way, but it's one of many places that I've now visited. I'd like to visit more.
Philadelphia is like that.
Yeah, I'm sort of stunned from going there and from being there. I'm also kind of stunned from begging for money in a hot room like this. I'm sorry, folks, if we're repeating ourselves.
You ever go to Philadelphia?
I've been to Philadelphia, you know, fairly frequently, yeah.
Go to the Mutter Museum?
Never been there.
Museum of Medical Oddities, very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, the birthplace of Larry Fine.
You don't say.
I did.
No, I'm asking. Don't say it anymore, because we're out of time. All right. Thank you very much. And we have people answering the phones now. Unfortunately, we're on our way out of here. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. You know, it's things. Time moves on. You got to move fast. But here's the thing, folks. You can still take advantage of these things. You still can get the tickets. You still can if you call in 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. You can call and become a part of this magical place and join us. Join the magical people. Help to make up a place like WUSB. Become an individual. Become somebody unique. Become somebody worth talking to. Okay, it's Emmanuel for Off the Wall. Again, this is our final fundraising edition for the program. Once more, the phone number is 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Please call in the next couple of minutes. Pledge for the Hope tickets. Pledge for the shirts. We'd love to hear from you. Have a good week. Take care. We'll stand up.